Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
To the show and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in, and again, welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. If you are on my show page right now, There's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up however you want in order to follow the show. What I mean by follow the show is I send out daily show notes about the show as a reminder of the show. Okay, so go ahead and set that up, and you can get a daily reminder when I'm having the show. And that way you won't miss an episode unless if you don't want to. I also promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, or you can go into Twitter and set up an account, and then you can become friends with us on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Also on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, go in there and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there, and you'll become friends of the show. So no matter if you're on Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And again, thank you guys for listening in. Welcome. I see some people have joined the show right now. Welcome to the show. And sit back and relax. Kind of enjoy this ride, as well as you may call into the show and give your opinion. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. 818-301-5834. Just before I get into the show, just wanted to say a couple of things. I know there are some concerns out there that's been brought to my attention as far as, well, I really don't know how to put this, but, okay. So the concerns are that I tell you what, I'm not going to go there. I may say the wrong thing, so I'm not going to go there, all right? And but anyway, in the you guys know that I've been following the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case fairly closely, and today the defense rested their case. If you're not up to speed on this, the defense rested their case. So tomorrow it should be starting closing arguments. So probably on Friday or even Monday, this case will be put in the hands of the jury to decide this guy's fate. And as I said on yesterday, I'm not bothered by this. Whichever way it goes, whether he gets acquitted, able to walk out of the courtroom after the decision and go home, whether he gets, manslaughter, which could carry up to 30 years, I just heard, because manslaughter with a firearm is, as they said it, manslaughter with a firearm is a class 1 felony. And that can hold a sentence up to 30 years, anywhere from 10 to 30 years, okay? And then, of course, what he's charged with is murder in the second degree. That carries a sentence of up to 30 years. So, either way, if he walks out of the courtroom on Friday with, acquitted, I think that someone's going to get after him and he may, he may not make it too much longer as far as living. Okay? These are just my opinions now, guys. I don't want to hear these, you know, I don't want to get these 200 emails about this saying, yada, 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 this and this. But this is just my opinion, okay? So, and again, if he does go to jail, then, and he's in solitary confinement, like they say, because he's saying that he's the most hated man in America right now. If he gets solitary confinement, he's going to die, all right? Because these guys in prison, they find a way through guards, you know, guards, so to speak, people like that, to get to these people that are in solitary confinement. And then the next thing you know, they wake up dead. And they act like they don't know how it happened, yada, 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 yada. But that's what happens, all right? And we will be happier, meaning society. I think society will be happier if he goes to jail, all right? And if he doesn't go to jail, society is not going to be happy. And they're going to get after this guy. But anyway, that's the story for today on the Zimmerman trial. So we'll see what tomorrow holds. I'm sure tomorrow's going to be a powerful, powerful day. So if you're following it, stay with it. All right. Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Today's episode... If you hadn't heard or didn't get messages, is called Deadbeat Men and Women That Live at Home with Their Families. Deadbeat Men and Women That Live at Home with Their Families. I'm not just talking about men, and I'm not just talking about women. I'm talking about men and women. Because both men and women do these things. And here's my take. I've been married almost 25 years now. And when we decided to have kids, of course, it was both our decision, okay, and we had a child. We waited a little while, and then we decided to have another child. Okay, it's about 6 years in between the two kids. Now, as far as a deadbeat man goes, I consider a deadbeat man that still lives at home with his family. I consider them as people who didn't want kids. Or he may not even have a kid. He could still be a deadbeat, you know, living at home with just him and his wife. Still be deadbeat. He can still be the one that doesn't want to go to work every day. He can still be one who wants to control the household in every way that he can, very controlling. And he could still be a deadbeat by not doing things at home that a man, so to speak, quote unquote, should be doing, unquote. So my thing here is, I know I have a large audience of young guys and young women, young men and young women. So my thing here today is maybe to teach a little bit about being a better man at home. Maybe you don't even have a lady in your life, or maybe you do have a lady in your life, but you guys don't live together. Okay, so this is also an opportunity for you to listen to this and understand what you may maybe not required of you, but maybe you may be looking at it as something that you should do. Okay? I'm not telling everybody to follow my road that I took with my family. I'm just telling you this is the road that I took with my family. Because, you know, I'm going to open up here and be 100% with this, because, you know, it's coming straight from my heart. When I grew up, I grew up in a single parent household, as far as I'm concerned. And my brother, my older brother, and my two older sisters, they didn't grow up as I did. Okay, my dad was there mostly when they were growing up. But my dad left when I was about 4 years old, and my mom got a divorce. I think I was 6 years old or something like that. My mom got a divorce. I'd never known my dad to live at home with me. I got pictures and stuff like that of him and I sitting out back together. And I looked like I was about 4 or 5 years old. So that tells me that maybe he was there before then, but I don't remember. Okay? The only person I remember parenting me was my mom growing up. Okay? My dad wasn't there. We didn't know where he was for a long time, and then found out that he was in California. Then he comes back to Atlanta to live, not with us, of course, but he came back to Atlanta to live and bought him a house and working, you know, this and that. Tried to come back into our lives, into my life, when I was in high school, but all the years from the time he left until he came back in my life in high school was missed. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, if you have kids, now I know that every marriage or every relationship is not perfect. I know that every man and woman who are together now may not be meant to be together. They may break up. It's actually a high percentage of people that get divorced or break up or whatever, okay? Very high percentage. Very low percentage of people who stay together. Now, deadbeat men are, I'd put my dad in that category of a deadbeat dad, because he didn't provide financially, he didn't provide emotionally, and he didn't provide any type of physical love towards me. Now, like I said, I can't speak for my brother and my other two sisters. I'm the youngest in of the siblings, but so that didn't happen for me. I didn't get that from my dad, but I did get that from my mom, okay? She was mom and dad at home. What I'm telling you guys out there, and you ladies, because it happens on both sides of the coin. There are some men out there who are great dads, and their woman is still, you know, running the streets on the weekends, clubbing, drinking, smoking, playing, seeing other guys, all this kind of stuff. While the dad's at home, he's taking care of the family, he's taking care of the kids, he's cooking, he's cleaning, he's taking care of the kids, while mom's running out. And, you know, he may not mind that. Whatever. But, and then she's not taking care of the kids, you know, financially, emotionally, physically. And still there, right there at home, in the household. There are men that do the same thing. Excuse me. Men out there that do the same thing. Run the streets, you clubbing on the weekends, doing everything you want to do during the week. You know, you're doing things here and there, after work, before work, or whatever. But you're not at home with your family, taking care of home. You're not giving them that financial stability. You're not giving them the emotional stability. You're not giving them that physicalness of being there, taking care of the kids or and your wife or your significant other. You're not being there. Where you say, well, Frank, I'm paying the bills. I'm taking care of them. That's a way of taking care of them. That is a way of taking care of them. But I tell you what, the bigger way of taking care of them, which is the most important, because they're not going to remember that dad paid the rent, dad paid the lights, dad paid the gas, dad paid the water bill, dad bought groceries. That's not going to be what they remember. Because you can do that without even being there. You can send your child support check every month and take care of that stuff or some of it. But you're still considered to me as being a deadbeat man because you're not there. You may be providing some financial stability, but you're not providing the mental, and it's mental. You're not providing that mental stability. You're not providing the physical stability, which is you being there with them. And you're not providing that for your wife or your significant other. And you still live at home. But you leave in the morning going to work and you don't come back till late that night because you went to work and then after work you went out and hung out with the fellas and had a few drinks and then you come home in the evening at dark. Of course you know, you're hungry, you wanna eat, and the next thing you know, you're in the bed and you're headed for the next day of doing the same thing. My problem with deadbeat men and women is why have kids in the middle of all this stuff that's going on? See, they're the ones that are, you know, I could actually call it abuse. Your kids are the ones who are being abused by that deadbeat dad or that deadbeat mom. It's a form of abuse. You know, abuse is not just physically, you know, harming someone. Abuse is also emotional abuse, emotional distress, and mental abuse. Verbal abuse. So you know, that's what I call deadbeat men and women that live at home with their families. You got a family. Take care of your family. And the way that you take care of your family is not just is not just going out to work and making money and paying bills. That's part of it. But that's a small part of it. What I'm saying is you need to do that, and you need to come home and be with your kids. Come home and take care of your wife. Come home and give her some relief. Believe me, guys, if you do that early in the game, be there for your kids early in the game, when they get older, they aren't going to forget what happened earlier in the game. And you see some of these athletes on TV, first thing out of their mouths is, I want to say hello to my mom. She did everything for me. Hey, mom. Well, why didn't he say, hey, dad? Or why didn't she say, hey, dad? Why didn't she say, or he say, dad was the one that, you know, came to my games. Dad helped me. Mom and dad supported me. Mom and dad. Mom and dad. Mom and dad. Can't be men and women that live at home with their families. They're deadbeat. And again, like I said, just because you bring money in the house and pay bills don't mean that you're taking care of your family. Because it's not just that. Guys, I got about a minute left in the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope I got through to at least one person today. And if I got through to one, I did my job. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today. That office number again is 770-732-0244. It's Frank, and I'm over, and I'm out. Join me tomorrow, guys. We'll run through this again. Take care.
Taking up my time.